Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And away we go, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who's on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We have an electric guest with us here today. And if you've listened to this show for as many years as our loyal audience has, you know I've never used that word before. So definitely hope you're as excited as we are. We are super excited. I don't know if you can hear my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really, really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Michigan. We want to welcome our most special guest here today, Dr. Bradley McMath from Port Huron, Michigan. Welcome, Dr. McMath.
Hey, Dr. Barge. How are you doing this morning? Listen, I got to tell you, I'm super excited to be speaking with you today, and I'm ready to go. I've already been up and at them, and I already had a massage today, and so I'm all ears for the time we have together.
You know, this is one of the things why I was so excited to have you as a guest on this show, because you are definitely have what we call the big idea. You have the big idea in practice, you have the big idea in life, you have the big idea in family, and I'm gonna speak a little bit about that on this show here today. So it is absolutely a really an amazing treat, a real honor to have you with us here today for our live broadcast. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to really, really love about this show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology, which you're going to speak on in this show, that actually is utilized here in your practice and more, as we're speaking today with our most special guest, Dr. Bradley McMath from Port Huron, Michigan. But also during the show, and this is my favorite part, they really get an up-close and really a very personal look at you, Dr. McMath, as to almost a look from behind the curtains, if you will, as to why you have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols, your treatment options for a host of patients from Michigan and abroad who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, many of whom have never had an accident or an injury or a trauma, but they continue to suffer from these chronic pain syndromes. And one of the things that is very exciting about is really something that's coming to your practice here, which is known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share with our listening audience, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, you know, I will. And one thing I just want to tell the audience here is, I guess, the why. And, you know, I've been a chiropractor for 25 years, and chiropractic has done amazing things in changing people's lives. And I just am so grateful for that and grateful to be part of it. But I will tell you, there was a certain population of people that, you know, it didn't matter what we did in the office, what treatments we used, but they just couldn't respond to what we had. And, you know, I learned in school a long time ago that, you know, the doctor's only as good as the tools he has in his toolbox. And I kind of felt like we were missing something. So, you know, I went on a search and was going through all the research looking for what's out there that we could help these people, because they were going and getting, you know, dangerous injections. They were getting surgeries. And I just felt there had to be a better way. And, you know, when you really look at the research in terms of how these medical procedures that people were doing were coming out, it wasn't good. So, you know, like I recently had a patient not that long ago who, you know, he was doing some conservative care with us and he just wasn't getting any better. So he was desperate. So he went to a surgeon and he had to have a back surgery for sciatica. And, you know, he went through the rehab, physical therapy and everything. And he, after that happened, he was good for about 6 months. And 6 months later, he had to go in for a second back surgery. Here we are today. He's had three back surgeries. And guess what? He has sciatica and pain and numbness in both his legs. So it was a complete failure. But in some regard, I felt I had failed him too. So in my search, you know, I found this non-surgical decompression. And I'm like, what is that? So we really started looking into it, looking at the research, and it was incredible. It has a better than 80% success rate with clients. So I really thought, you know, I needed to look at that. So I went out and actually got nationally certified with Parker University. But to share with your audience what it is, it's the most gentle treatment that's out there. It's what we do is we actually decompress the spine, which is, you know, the machine does most of the work, so patients really just can fall asleep. And what we do is pull the disc apart gently and really easy, and it allows the disc to actually move away from the nerves that's causing most of the pain. So we're really excited about it, and we know we're going to be able to help a lot of people with it.
It's incredible. Who are the best candidates for this type of procedure?
You know, it really fits a larger population than even I first realized. And, you know, any patient that's having leg pain, any patient that's having chronic back pain or neck pain for that matter, people are having like radiating pain, numbness into their, you know, either their arms or also into their legs. Those people are a good candidate for it. You know, I guess what I want people to share with people is that really if you have a chronic problem either in your neck or lower back, this is the way you have to go before you look at any other management of your low back with like surgery or injections.
I think it's interesting in the sense that I think our listening audience should also know that you actually have the highest level of certification, the actual highest level of training that's available to doctors worldwide. You have reached the pinnacle in terms of your expertise here. So I think that's just really a statement with respect to the type of preparation and the type of attention to detail that you, Dr. McMath, historically have always brought to the table here, which I think is really incredible. We're joined here on the live broadcast here on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show by the one and only Dr. Bradley McMath from Port Huron, Michigan. And would you share your contact information with our listening audience here, as well as far as your phone number and your website?
Sure, Doc. You know, we are located in Port Huron, Michigan. Our office number is 810-982-2700. Our website is Port Huron Disc Centers. And if people either call us at the phone number or they can contact us through the website as well.
I think that's great. Now, I think it's interesting also, too, in terms of one of the things that you're known for is your evaluation process to make the determination as to who qualifies for this type of treatment, as well as other types of treatments that you afford your patients, which I want to talk to you and talk really with our listening audience about, because you're also one of the leaders in the profession with respect to the utilization of something known as laser therapy, which we're going to come to. But what I wanted to ask you was this, and that is one of the questions that was submitted was the difference between an X-ray And the difference between an MRI and how you utilize that information to make a determination for acceptance of a patient in your office. Can you share a little bit in that direction?
Oh, I'd love to. And it's actually funny because, you know, I did mention earlier, I graduated 25 years ago. And 25 years ago, MRI was just coming on the scene. I mean, we really didn't really have that much training in it at school. So all the training that we've continuing education that we've done since is all about technology and improving patient outcomes and better diagnostic skills. So, but in our office, we do have full x-ray suite, and, you know, it's all digitized so that we get really crisp images. And we use primarily the x-ray for evaluating the spine in terms of positioning and also degeneration, bone spurs, any pathology there, rule out cancers. Which it's an excellent and cost-effective tool to do that. Now, the MRI, we actually work with a group that they have an excellent MRI facility, and I love them because they actually do some advanced imaging that a lot of MRI centers don't do, where they actually are putting the spine into flexion. So we really can evaluate what a disc is. So the MRI evaluates the soft tissues and evaluates the disc, which a lot of times is the root of the problem for these patients that are having all this pain. So it gets us really crisp images. We know exactly where a herniation or a bulge possibly would be so that we can better treat them and be more effective for the patient.
I think that's one of the things, Dr. McMath, that has always set you apart is your utilization of the highest level of technology that's available today. And I think that's one of the reasons that patients travel from so far away to come visit you in Port Huron, Michigan. And one of the things that you do specifically is the utilization of something known as we touched upon before, laser therapy. How does laser therapy affect the healing of a patient?
You know, when laser first came out, it was really exciting for me because the technology is sound, and there's different forms of laser. But the nice thing about laser is it actually works on a cellular level, which, you know, when you think about it, is amazing. So with the laser, we can speed healing. And what it actually does is it actually causes the tissues that we're using it under to create more ATP at the cellular level. Now, people might say, what's ATP? But your body runs on ATP. So when a tissue is hurt, damaged, and needs to repair itself, it actually needs more energy. So one way it works is increasing ATP so that the tissues can heal quicker. Now, the other things that it does as well, which is also amazing for these types of patients, is that it increases circulation to the area. So we get more good nutrients in there to cause, you know, a better healing effect. And it also simultaneously decreases inflammation, all the things we want to happen so a patient can be more comfortable and heal quicker. So it's an amazing technology, and, you know, that's why when these things come out, I jump on the bandwagon and figure out how can we utilize these in better treatment programs for our patients.
I think one of the incredible things that you've done so incredibly well is to be able to conjoin different types of treatments and different types of therapies for maximum patient outcomes, and that's one of the things that you're known for nationally. Now, I think it's interesting in the sense that, you know, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Coming out of school, you were in high demand. You could have practiced anywhere. Why did you choose Port Huron to practice?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because I get asked that question a lot, and it's. Let me tell you, Port Huron has been the greatest place for me to start my practice and also raise my family, and we've made just tremendous friends here. But, you know, the whole story kind of goes back to I was going to originally practice on the East Coast, and I was taking my board exams out there, traveling back and forth, and really what it came down to is I realized that it was too far away from my family. So I started looking along where I'd like to practice. I wanted to stay in the States because originally I am from Canada, and I like to be around water. So I started looking around. I'm going, there's a lake. Lake Huron's right here, and Canada is right across the river, and so Port Huron was like an ideal geographical place to live. And also, when I came to town, just started looking around town, there was, you know, at the time, there really wasn't a lot of chiropractors that were, you know, in the area that were taking care of clients the way I felt that they should be. So it was just like it was a perfect match.
Well, as you know, Michigan is so dear to us, so many family members of ours personally. My wife is from a little town called Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and we have family in Flushing, Michigan, Grand Rapids. So I can't tell you how excited I was to be able to get you on this live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, as our audience has waited for you for such a long time here. And I think one of the cool things about you is the simple fact that your commitment to your patients is above and beyond the call of duty. You're such a five-star doctor. You run a five-star treatment center. It's really easy to brag on you, Dr. McMath, because I'm fortunate enough to know you, and you're so incredibly magnetic, and I think that's one of the reasons that your patients just really, really fall in love with you and more. And I think it's interesting in the fact that, you know, I think you spend so much time in your practice, and your commitment to excellence is above and beyond the call of duty for your patients in terms of what you do, and especially your outcomes, your patient outcomes, which is so highly rated. But when you're not in the practice, with regards to what you like to do for fun, what do you do outside the practice for fun, Dr. McMath?
You know, I just like being outdoors, and one of my favorite things to do, and because we do have a lot of water here, I love kayaking, I love camping. I take the family and kids, everybody up to Tobermory every year, which is up in the Bruce Peninsula, Ontario. We spend 10 days up there hiking, and I just like, I genuinely just like being around people. I like hanging out with some of our friends at the gym, you know, and so it's really, and then I guess really for me, it sounds kind of weird sometimes, but I really do enjoy learning. So I read a lot, and I like to go to a lot of seminars on nutrition, decompression, chiropractic, just so we stay on, like you said earlier, we stay on the cutting edge of what's going on out there. And I think most of that is just driven by my desire to do better and to learn more things and always be improving.
I think it's interesting, if you look in the dictionary under the definition of the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor happens to be teacher, and that happens to be one of the things that you have mastered. Mastered in the sense that you are an educator, you are a teacher to your patients, and you live by example, which I think is so incredible. But your ability to really empower your patients with the tools that they need, both in the practice and really, really at home, outside the practice as well, is one of the really, really key things here. And we have a little bit of time left on the show, so if you'd be kind enough one more time to just share your contact information with our listening audience one more time.
Sure. It's the office number is 810-982-2700, and they can also contact us at our website, PortHuronDiscCenter.com. You know, one thing, Doc, I would like.
Time go? This has to be one of the best shows, in the sense that obviously our listening audience just really gets a look behind the curtain as to why you have been so incredibly successful in your practice. And you really have what we call, in essence, really what is a true waiting list practice, which is really the elite of the elite. I would love to have you back on another broadcast in the future. Would you be willing to come back on another live broadcast, Dr. McMath?
I would be happy to. Happy to.
I want to thank our listening audience for being as incredibly loyal as you guys are. What started out as a national program has now become an international program. We do read all your comments, and we love all the incredible things you have to share and say, and obviously big fans of the show. So we want to thank you guys for being as loyal as you are, and on behalf of my co-host on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, this is Dr. Perry Bard signing off for today. And till the next time when we speak live on the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, make it a great one. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.